Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. In the words of one of my friends, mentors, Tony Brown, Tony Brown's journal, may God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. It has been a long time, my friends. So I am excited for this test show because the hiatus will end soon and you will soon receive and be a part of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Live once again. It's been too long. What, a year and a half? Oh, my God. We have so much to talk about. But I won't focus on me, what I've been doing. Many of you have been networking with me in person and throughout social media. And the subject matter, this show has been scheduled for probably a few weeks or a month now. And my apologies that it's not a full-fledged show, but definitely want to test out the audio. And the next show, it should be a full-fledged show. You guys know how excited we all are when it comes to the holiday season and the end of the year and the approach, the new approach of a new year and all. So, you know, I'm not one to get nervous. I am a shy soul, and I do get super excited, but I must be honest. Right before it was time to go on air, I became a little bit nervous, but I'm okay. That prayer that Tony Brown recommended to me years and years and years ago in the 90s and had written in a book he had gifted me called The Game of Life and How to Play It. One thing that it's great to say before you speak is to ask the Lord, ask God to guide you. And so that's why I started the broadcast with may God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. So, again, I wish everyone happy holidays, and I hope your Thanksgiving was nice, and the Christmas season, and Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah, and we have 2017 coming up. We have, here in America, because, you know, listeners are worldwide, here in America we have a new president that will be coming in January, and sadly we'll be saying goodbye to the first family that's in now that you guys know I'm a big fan of, you know. But this is not a show to talk about, we've been talking about politics. Really, it's a test show, and it's a show regarding providing you with information to provide to me so we can interact the way we like to. You know, the shows before have always been awesome. I stopped broadcasting in March 21st, 2011, right? And I think the last broadcast was in late spring in 2015. And since then, I have been living in Texas. You know, I went to school in Texas and have been working in Texas. But we'll talk about all that in future shows, because the show today is all about the holiday season and the meaning of Christmas and just this time of year. And really, every day we should treat like a holiday, right, when it comes to spreading love. And also to provide you with proper information, because I had electronic devices that were stolen from me since we last met. And so I had email accounts and certain, just, I was hacked pretty much. I mean, almost to the highest degree. And so I do have new blogs and a new email address to provide to those of you that like to send in information regarding subject matters or being a co-host or being a guest, or, and especially sending in awesome music. So I guess I will do that now because this broadcast is only 30 minutes. The email address for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. I've been so excited to reunite with you. I am not even identifying myself, assuming that there are some new listeners that do not know or have ever listened to the show, but I make sure that I share with you all and replay, and I share throwback broadcasts of some of my favorite shows, and I recommend listeners and those I network with to listen to the broadcast from day one so they can learn the concept. So I have invited former guests and co-hosts to return, like my dear friend Belinda Renee, remember her? She's the intimate expert, you know, and she's coming back, and also Peter Cook is returning, Dread Days, many others. And also, there are some, you all know, some of my favorite people that I have been literally begging to be a guest on the show, and it looked like I have a couple of yeses. And I will not even give you a hint who, but some of you know because I'm vocal about who I invite on the show or who I would like to call in and have had surprises, you know, surprise phone calls and have interacted with people in, like, the chat room and so on that really surprised me. It's amazing the listeners that we have here on blogtalkradio.com. That listen to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I'm just amazed. So I have still been courting some of my favorite people to come on the show, and I've heard from some, even when I'm least expecting, I have heard from potential guests, people that I have asked before, would you be on the show? And I have really, when I least expected, I have heard from people that have been wondering when the broadcast will resume so they can be a guest. So I won't say anymore because you guys know those that know me know I'm good with secrets and good with confidentiality, but at the same time I get excited and can talk a little bit too much, so I won't do that. And I should be watching the time also because this is a 30-minute broadcast, so we probably have about 25 minutes, and we do have that grace period also. But one thing that I need to provide you with the email address because I'm getting too excited and getting ahead of myself. I do have notes and all of that, but this is a test show, and I like to go through my bullet points and read my notes. But at the same time, I like to talk from my heart also because I am just amazed and appreciative of the feedback and people that have shown concern about myself, my family, my mom, my love life, that are the lack of, in other words. And we're going to talk about all that in future broadcasts and so on. That's why I can't wait for Belinda Renee to come back on and for Peter Cook to come back on. So, of course, we can talk about, I know what you all are thinking. And when I mention Peter Cook, you know we both share a mutual love of Prince. And, you know, I cannot go through this broadcast without mentioning Prince. And, you know, we will have special shows and special tribute on. And I will invite, and I have invited my friends before the loss of our Purple One. And I don't even like saying that, but I do accept, I accept the loss of Prince, but his music lives on. Much love goes out to his sister. Amazing acceptance speech during the American Music Awards. Brought me to tears. I'm sure brought many of you also to tears. Much love to the Revolution for reuniting. And just, you know, all of my friends. One thing, you know, Prince and I knew each other, but we never met in person. And I thought maybe that chance was coming. But one thing about it, I became friends with both of his ex-wives also, and it's just, oh, man, this show is not about Prince, I know that, and we've lost many other people also, but many of you know how much I adore and still adore the man himself, Prince, and that I definitely will be inviting the Revolution, and I do network with all of them, and the original bandmates also. Definitely be inviting the original bandmates and Pepe Willie and many others, even his sister and other family members if they wish to come on the show. And just, you know, everyone is a part of the Purple Army. That's definitely a subject matter that we will cover in the near future. And I won't ramble on that, but, you know, immediately when it was announced that he had been found unresponsive at Paisley Park, so many people were also concerned with me, and I was okay then, and I'm still okay right now. I must admit, and I mentioned it on Facebook last week, that I do, like many of you, express publicly how much you miss him. And, but, you know, we all know that he was a good person, and that brings me comfort that he was a good person, right, and a good musician, and he spread love. And it's also kind of weird because I've been back in Mississippi. I'm in Mississippi now. I've been in Texas since May, June 2015, and I returned back to Mississippi in early October. And I attended the church that I'm a member of this morning, the first time I've been back in Mississippi. The subject matter that Pastor Gary Adams Sr. shared, which I am going into this because this is really the explanation of what Christmas is about. Christmas is about us celebrating Jesus Christ's birth and sharing our love for each other, for our family and our friends and our coworkers and our peers and those in this social media world, those that we interact with online and in person, right? Right. So talking about Prince and what he promoted in life was to love one another. That was the family charitable organization, right? That is what my pastor at Cathedral AME Zion Church in Jefferson City talked about this morning. And the sermon was called Love in Action. And it was an amazing sermon. And it dwelled on how we are attention seekers, and sometimes we pretend as if we don't actually believe that we don't need love when we really do. You know, that we live in a world where there's instant gratification versus long-lasting connections. And, you know, we want things now. Like my Bible school teacher said, we live this microwave lifestyle where we want things instantly, like you put something in the microwave. But it was just an amazing sermon regarding how we should love one another and not always crave instant gratification, but seek long-lasting connections through the love of God. And I won't go on and recap his sermon, but I'm going to share how he ended the sermon and how he talked about how we have love for one another. And he said he ended the sermon when he asked us that when we leave to go out and love others for no other reason except to get the word out that God is love. The pastor of the church that I'm a member of and attended for the first time since I've been back in Jackson, Mississippi, and been to church. Well, I've been to church in Texas, of course, and I'm going to shout out my friends in prayer back in Texas and Tacoma and in Dallas and just worldwide also. But Pastor Gary stated, leave out loving others, loving for no other reason except to get the word out that God is love. And that is what Christmas is about, right? When I said that we should discuss what Christmas is about, and I thought, you know me, I'm a history buff, so I was thinking from the historical point of view of celebrating Christmas and the history of Christmas, of the birth of Jesus Christ, and then and also Santa Claus. I'm 48 years old. I still have a love for Santa Claus, and so do many others. Yeah, and I do agree with some people, or many people, that Christmas is commercialized a little bit too much. Yes, I'm in the retail industry. I'm a born a salesperson, I studied sales, have a degree in sales, but some holidays, many holidays, are commercialized too much, but it's all about making that money, right? But it is about love. That's what it's really all about. It's not always, it's not about instant gratification. I just We do money make the world go round, right? But it's about love and spreading that love. So I think that was perfect going from, because I didn't want to, the show's not, but it wouldn't have been right not to mention Prince. When Peter Cook came on the show and many other guests, because so many of my friends are influenced by Prince in business or in music. So his name will be coming up often, because it came up often. Anybody that listens to this broadcast know it came up often. My mother used to even say, "You guys talk about Prince," and she loves Prince. We were in prayer regarding Prince, but even then she would say, "You know, your subject matter is always about Prince." But it's not that it would be about Prince, but he had a very awesome philosophy, just like Michael Jackson and many others, B.B. King. Many musicians have had great philosophies in life when it comes to not just music and entertainment, but being good people and being humanitarians and so on. So that's one thing. But let me provide you with an email address, cultureshop@yahoo.com. Let me repeat the email address for you to send your press kit, your media kit, new music, because, you know, I love to have artists, from mainstream artists to underground artists on the show. Love to hear the stories. Looking forward to True God Immortal and his team Dar to return also, if I'm not mistaken. Their interviews are always awesome. Their music are always awesome. So if I'm not mistaken, they were like one of the last that I interviewed. And I just love listening to their interviews. And I have met so many, interacted with so many artists and musicians. And, you know, I myself, I'm an artist also. So I think it's time for me to finally put, you know, get some of my music out also. And that's something my mother had been getting on me about anyway in the last few years, regarding my creative side also, getting more of it out, not just the makeup artistry and other things, but my creative side. again, the email address is cultureshopinc. I'm repeating it a third time, a fourth time, cultureshopinc@yahoo.com. And remember, this is a test show. And I'm looking at notes, so I'm speaking from the heart, too. And also, you can tweet me at Beth Williams at BETHWMS at cultureshopinc. cultureshokent. You can tweet me there. On Instagram, I was hacked, so I created, and I will create a new Instagram for the show. But as of right now, my Instagram is Beth Entrepreneur. On Instagram, it's BETHENTREPRENEUR. That's on Instagram. And on Facebook, you guys, you can go to the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports page. Also, it's probably good to network on that page. But you can go to Bethany Williams or Beth Williams. But you can go to the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports page, and it's KULTURESHOKENT Reports, REPORTZ. And you know that page because you would see Save Dallas. I still have that Save Dallas pic as my profile on the show page, on the entertainment page, on Culture Shock Entertainment page. I'm going to keep it up there until Save Dallas returns. Yes, the Save Dallas campaign is still going strong. And I must thank those supporters out there, my friends, that love the original Dallas and also TNT Dallas. And we are still working on saving Dallas. The overall campaign, those that support the page that I created, as soon as the news broke that there would not be a fourth season returning. So since I've been spending my time in Dallas and in Tacoma, And just our friends worldwide, because we have so many people that are part of the Save Dallas campaign, have friends in Africa and, you know, in Europe and everywhere that support Dallas, old and new. And so just want to thank you. We must keep going. I mean, there are other shows out there. Their supporters, their fans, their friends of the show never gave up. And there have been some shows to see the light again, right? And, you know, that fourth season is in the can. I mean, they left us with a cliffhanger with, what, about four or five cliffhangers within the cliffhangers, right? Episode, that final episode. So, again, it's just amazing. So I'm glad I didn't even plan to talk about Save Dallas, but that's where we're going. That's what happens when you let God guide you, right? But, again, I'm excited that so many of you have expressed that you miss me, miss the show, miss the regular guest, the co-host, former co-host, the subject matters, because it is an entertainment lifestyle show. And, you know, when I first started the show, I kind of went away from being a political enthusiast. How did I think we could not talk about politics, right? And that's been some of our, like, best subject matters, politics, and especially when Belinda comes on, talking about sex and relationships and how to improve things and that it's okay to use sex toys and stuff, huh? Right, I know. And but she's an intimate advisor. I'm looking forward to also inviting other friends that are in that business also. And we're coming back better than ever, honestly. And I feel it. And I thank you for your support. I didn't know the hiatus lasted long, but it was really good, I guess, for me. You know, as I was in school, and I still need to return so I can finish and graduate. Of course, many of you know, studying aesthetics in here. And so I need to go ahead and complete my studies so I can graduate and get my esthetician license. But then also I'm looking forward to after, well, I won't go on and on because those that network with me know what we'll do a getting to know each other better show in the near future. You know, anybody that listens to the show know we love to get to know each other better. And I like it when my friends, when I do have the time to talk to my friends, real friends, now, like catfish profiles and fake profiles and stuff, I'm not for. But when my real social media friends that love to effectively network with me, contact me privately or publicly, I just love it. And that's one reason why I'm so excited about getting off of this hiatus and returning to live broadcasts and sharing information and listening to your information and listening to your stories. I've been telling some of my friends recently how I just love the stories. I love to listen to people in person and throughout social media. And from a kid, I have always loved stories. From a kid, I've always loved writing essays and doing research. And to this day, I still do. That's what we do, right? Share your stories. Your stories help each other. Help us. Help me. I've heard, this weekend, I guess probably 8 stories this weekend from at work, to church, just talking to friends, just networking on and offline, and I have heard testimonies and life stories that have really touched me and that have shown me some things. And I know some of my experiences that people have witnessed and some of the stories that I have shared with people have really affected them also. So that's what it's all about, for us to be there for each other. Regardless, I'm getting back into politics right now, regardless of who you voted for or what you think might happen or, you know, we just have to have each other's back, pray for each other, pray for a better world, a better America, wherever you live in the world. And my friends all around the world, you'll know how much I just I cherish our friendship and thank you and appreciate you. And you show it to me also. So I'm going to even a P.O. box also. So, you know, those that like to mail letters or whatever can. Or like your press kits. Because some people are still old-fashioned. Instead of just sending electronic things, you like to send things that you can CD. I have a CD that I received yesterday from a gospel artist. And I thought I would listen to the CD last night, but I'm going to listen to it today after the broadcast. And, you know, sometimes it's just good to have something in your hand. And so for those that would like to send, like, press kits or information from their business or whatever, I'll provide you for P.O. Box in the future also. But pretty much wanted to touch base with you. And, you know, I love to read. A couple books that I picked up before I moved from, and now I'm back in Florida. I'm a dual citizen of Texas. And, you know, Texas has always been our second home, but now I really am part-time resident in Texas and Mississippi. But before I left the Texoma area of Texas, I was able to get a couple books from a really nice resale store called Resale Barn in Parkville, Texas. And the books are, you know, because, you know, we like to share what we're reading or listening to or what movies we've been watching. And American Christmas, Inspired Recipes, Gifts, and Ideas for Holiday Entertaining. That's a Will Sonoma book. And then also Southern Living book, Christmas Cookbook. And it was a special edition presented exclusively by Dillard's. Those are two books that I have been checking out when it comes to Christmas holiday and celebrations and so on. And I just want to, when it comes, the subject matter was with the meaning of Christmas, right? And the first sentence in the American Christmas book from William Sonoma states that the Christmas season is a time for being with family and friends, for mixing ages, traditions, and new ideas. Remembering the past and looking to the future. And that's so true, right? So, and in American Christmas, this is just the next sentence. I didn't plan to read it, but I think it's good. Discover fresh ways to entertain on this favorite winter holiday. But that's Christmas is about celebrating Jesus Christ's birth, those that do believe in Santa Claus and all his reindeer and Mrs. Claus, like I do at the time to do that. Cool names and exchange gifts, but just share more love, be more loving. There are some people that are feeling by humbug. Remember that. A couple of weeks ago, maybe like a week ago, I had like a little cold. When I had that little cold, I had a little feeling of feeling by humbug myself. So you never know who might be feeling that by humbug type of feeling. So, and this is a time of year, if I'm not mistaken, this is. We've talked about this throughout the years on this show, how some people dread in this time of year. This is a year when many people get sad and depressed. Now, the broadcast will be ending in 20 seconds, but I think I will have about 10 more minutes of grace period to repeat the contact information so you can send an info, email me info, or subject matters that we shall discuss. And I look forward to some awesome guests and also hot topics are always hot, right? I'm just amazed at the news that's been dropping this weekend. So we will be talking about shopping. I am right now working at a high-end retailer here in Jackson, Mississippi, and excited about that. So we will be talking more about fashion. I want to shout out everyone at Choctaw Nation in Oklahoma. All my friends and family here in the state of Mississippi, my friends in Minnesota and California, in Florida and New York, worldwide, and all the states, all across America, my friend Ebony Empress, who will be bringing her podcast back soon, and can't wait for that because I need some dating advice. And so I can't wait for she and I to, you know, be guests on each other's shows, and I'm excited. And looking forward to interacting with you in the chat room and about social media. And I'm going to shout out my friends with Crossroads STEM Festival, too. I am a volunteer music showcase coordinator this year, and I'm super excited about that. And we have a deadline coming up real soon for artists in Mississippi and surrounding areas like Memphis and Montgomery and New Orleans to submit their videos. So they can be in the bid to be chosen to be a part of the music showcase that is tentatively scheduled for April the 1st. The film festival is scheduled April the 6th and the 9th in Jackson and in Madison, Mississippi. So it's amazing. So go to culturalfilmfestival.com also. And those artists and bands and filmmakers that are based in Mississippi and nearby cities like Baton Rouge and Shreveport and Memphis and New Orleans, Montgomery, Mobile, definitely get your original song videos in. The deadline is December the 15th. And you can go to culturalfilmfestival.com. But then to submit your video, you can go to filmfreeway.com/festival/crossroads film festival. And you can, there's a music code, a waiver code, that is Music 2017. The entry fee is $5, but the waiver code is Music 2017. And when you read the information, you will see all the details. It's very important for you to include all the bandmates, all your band members, definitely the director, definitely the producer, and definitely how can we contact you, who's representing you, who's your manager, who's your representation, basically. Be sure to put that so we can contact you. But definitely check out all that information at the Film Festival website, Crossroads Film Festival, and then also to submit your actual original song video, again, filmfreeway.com/festival/Crossroads Film Festival, okay? That is how you can submit that original song video, and looking forward to some awesome videos. So some of there have been some awesome musicians to already submit original song videos. So we're looking forward to an awesome music showcase because that's going to kick off the film festival because that is tentatively dated only before the film festival actually kicks off. I think there will be a couple other events going on that weekend, pre-event, and then actual film festival events start on the 6th and will go throughout the 9th of April. So definitely mark your calendars and so on, okay? But it's almost time to conclude. Again, this is a testing 1, 2, 3 broadcast in audio only mode. But definitely looking forward to getting talking to you about your businesses, about your humanitarian efforts, your community work, topics that are important to you. There's so much. We can talk of anything. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, and so we're going to talk and be open mind and have great, competent, fun, informative discussions, right? And better than before, because we have had some awesome shows. I cannot think of a show that I have not enjoyed of broadcasting live. From the first show to the last show in late May, in late spring of 2015. But I am so glad that there's been so much concern and feedback regarding the show returning and those that are looking forward to returning. Old friends of the show and also making new friends, like I've said before. And again, looking forward to former guests, but there are guests that I have discussed and been vocal about that I would like to be on. I look like we will be getting a couple of those guests on. And then also, I'm just excited. 2017. Think about subject matters. Email me, talk to me on social media. Just say, hey, we should talk about this. let's talk about that or whatever. Or, you know, it's okay to have a different perspective on subject matters and so on. So, and that's good. We all thought the same way. Something would be definitely wrong with the world, right? Right. So, sending much love to all of you. I cannot thank you enough. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for those that are close to me. I'm grateful for those that we are only online friends, effectively networking with the other, sharing our lives with one another. I'm very grateful and thankful. So anybody that thinks, oh, she's not grateful, she's not thankful, I am. And some of you that might think, you know, that you're not grateful, thankful, many of us know that you are. It, of course, there are some people that don't care, don't give a damn, right? But then there, like the pastor said this morning, you know, what's important is for us to love others, and for the only reason is to let others know that God is love, right? Because sometimes some of us get tired of being betrayed, get tired of being used, get tired of people lying to us and on us, right? And sometimes that can make us bitter and can harden our hearts. But if we can continue to sometimes, honestly, you know, well, this is going to kind of end the show, but that I'm going to leave the show at that. So email me, KULTURESHOKENT_BETH, BETH at yahoo.com. And also network with me on Twitter and on Instagram and Facebook. And also I'm on LinkedIn. And I love networking on LinkedIn. I have so many of you on LinkedIn.com. That's amazing that, you know, those in business, we really, really, really effectively network on LinkedIn. And a big shout out to Lewis Howes, right? He is just an expert on LinkedIn, right? For years, he's taught so many of us how to effectively network on LinkedIn. And so I think I did create a Snapchat like a long time ago, so I need to create a new Snapchat and so on that. But I have provided you with my Twitter, those of you that did not know or do not know my Twitter handle, Beth Williams, BETHWMS, and Cut the Shock, KULTURESHOKENT, and Instagram, Beth Entrepreneur. And you can go to the Cut the Shock Entrepreneur Post page on Facebook. And I just want to shout out my friends in here in Mississippi and in the Tacoma, Dallas area, Durant, Oklahoma, Choctaw Nation, and Sloan, and friends worldwide. I just want to send you love and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy 2017. So before the show ends, before, because I'm going on, many of you know that. So I will end right now as I take a sip of my hot cocoa, which I thought I would be sipping water and hot cocoa during the part of broadcast that I have. But again, this is a test show, so but I want to make sure I provide you with the proper information so the future full-fledged shows can be everything that we want them to be. And I will, so be sure to check the schedule. Also, you know, I have another show also, Image Mechanism. And just be sure to check the schedule for future shows. There will be another show scheduled soon for this month, of course. And hopefully I'll be able to chat with you in the chat room and so on. But again, thank you. And check out some of the archive shows, especially the holiday shows. Now, there's one show where my mom shared recipes. And my mother's also in love once, send their love to you also. And we'll talk. So thank you so much, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, and let's get those New Year's resolutions together. Looking forward to some awesome shows, some awesome discussions regarding some awesome topics. I know I'm saying awesome on purpose, because we plan on just having an awesome year, right, in 2017 with awesome guests and so on. So I have so much to talk to you about, and I also want to, I know you have so much to talk to me about, so looking forward to it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and have a blessed week. Remember to spread the love, to love one another. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Live with Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And again, email me at cultureshockint_beth@yahoo.com. KULTREShockent_beth@yahoo.com. With your music, your media kit, your press kit, topic ideas, if you want to be a guest or a co-host on the show, definitely get in touch with me, okay? Thank you, and God bless. Hugs and kisses to you and yours.